Hi there, welcome to the mini audio full moon ritual course. My name is Carmel Baird and I'm excited to introduce you to the full moon, especially if you've never done any rituals or ceremonies regarding the full moon before. Did you know that the brightest and largest object in our night sky is the moon? And the moon makes Earth a more livable planet by moderating our home planet's wobble on its axle. I know, it's a lot. But bigger than that, the moon is what causes the tides and creates the rhythm that is guided and has been guided for human beings for thousands and thousands of years. You see, our bodies are made up of 80% of water. It could be 90, but I'm going to say 80 to be safe. The point is that if the moon is able to control the tide, of course the moon and the full moon are able to control our body, our energy, our minds, our personalities. And I'm sure that you've heard it said before that there are more people in the hospital on full moons, and there are more fights, and there are more babies born on full moons. All of these things seem to shift and change as we get into the period and the cycle of moon. And you look at the full moon and the new moon, and there's so much for us to learn. The moon has always been a feminine cycle, which represents women, which is why a lot of women gravitate towards the moon and full moon or new moon ceremonies. It is said that the full moon tends to mark a big buildup of energy, both good and bad. It's the perfect time for you to cleanse your space, your mind, your body, to remove anything or to let go of anything that no longer serves you. The moon's purpose, the full moon's purpose, is about removal, cleansing, and just really letting go. The full moon is the perfect time for you to release forgiveness. So if there's someone who you've been withholding forgiveness from, it is definitely important for you to remove and to release that during the cycle of the full moon. The full moon is said to recharge, revigorate, reestablish a newness in us and cleanse us. See, the moon's light is a way of guiding you to release. And the moon is so important because when we have things outside of ourselves, so think about when they invented electricity, it was something outside of, you know, just rubbing two sticks together to make fire, where you could just turn on a light and you could just harness energy and use it in a different way. The full moon is exactly the same, allowing you to be able to harness energy and use it in a way that you can help yourself and to be able to help others. The full moon's charge is incredible. And once you learn to use it and you begin to open up yourself to the power of the full moon, and I know that might sound a little woo-woo to some, but when you do open yourself up to the power of the full moon, you're going to see a lot of magical and very monumental things happen and take place in your life. So this is why it's so important and what the full moon's purpose is. So as you're gearing towards the full moon, you should already starting to be thinking about the things that you want to release and the things that you want to let go of. It's a really great time and a key time for you to move into a place of removal. But how do you know what you want to get rid of if you don't start making a list and if you don't start looking at it? Do you want to get rid of health issues? Do you want to get rid of toxic people in your life? Do you want to get rid of anything that feels toxic or needy attached to money or finances? Just ask yourself what it is that you want to get rid of and then move into that space. And make a list and write it down as you're moving closer to the full moon. These are going to be important things. Stay tuned for lesson 2, where we're going to talk about candles, smudging, prayer, and cleansing.